You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time to talk guide dog blogs on RNIB Connect Radio, where we speak to guide dog owners about their beloved canine companions. Joining me today is Terry to talk about her guide dog experience. Terry, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
When you applied for your first guide dog, what was it that made you think, well, actually, one, I'm ready for that, and two, this is exactly what I want and why I want it?
Well, for many years, I've always been severely sight impaired due to an eye condition called aniridia primary, of which is a lack of an iris. And so my condition had been stable for the first 30 years of my life. But there's a family history because it's hereditary, that as you get older, it gets worse, but there's a lot of variation within that. And lots of people were saying, get a dog. And I was like, no, I'm not ready for it. I don't want the responsibility, etc. Deterioration in my vision, and I thought, do you know what, there's a waiting list, perhaps I better think about it. So I was talking to a member of staff, and they said, well, you know, you can put an expression of interest in. You don't have to accept a dog if it gets to the point and you don't feel, you know, that it's appropriate, because I felt that I had too much useful vision. Quite, you know, thinking that I would be overriding the dog because I felt I had too much useful vision. But thinking about the way my condition has played out with other family members, I got to the point where I thought, do you know what, I'll make an expression of interest, because there's undoubtedly a waiting list, and maybe when it comes, I'll be ready for it. And that's what I did. You know, I went through the process, and came to the handle walk, and the feedback came that, yes, you know, I had too much useful vision. Right. Okay. So at that point, I was ready, honestly, to walk away. But I went up to the centre and underwent another assessment, and they said, well, yes, actually, we will put you forward, which did surprise me. But I was like, okay, that's fair enough. And so I went on to the list. I was very lucky in that 6 months in, a dog came out, and she was a lovely dog, but she did not want to work for me. And in fact, I kind of say to people, she almost put me off having a dog, but she went off to successfully work with someone else. And then 3 months later, I was fortunate enough to get my first dog, Daisy.
Yeah, and let's find out more about Daisy. So how was it when you met Daisy, and, you know, how was the kind of the matching visit, as they call it?
So she was a very quiet, biddable dog. Biddable was the word that was used to describe her. And I think perhaps in many ways I thought, I was a volunteer at the moment, but an active volunteer traveling across the country, because I have family in the southeast, and I traveled to London for medical, you know, for my eye condition. Well, is she going to be right for me? She was a pale yellow Labrador retriever with eyelashes the same color as a fur, so she had what many people described as Malteser eyes. She melted the hearts of many people. And what I think staggered me most was how different she felt in harness to the other little girl.
And how different did she feel? What was the differences?
Really hard to describe, but it was like, oh, okay. You know, it was very, very strange. Never handled a dog before, you know, a guide dog before. Kind of all the actions of holding the lead in the same hand as the harness and being able to take it, all those actions were very, very strange. But if you try to describe the way the handle felt, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can't describe how it felt. It was different. But I have to say that even 2 weeks into the training, because she decided she'd taken a real dislike to, or a real dislike, or you could say a like, to a particular point on our route that we had to go to get anywhere. She used to stick at a particular point. So 2 weeks in, we were at serious risk of not progressing because she would just stick and not move. And so over the weekend, over that third weekend, I was left with the harness and asked, and the trainer said, asked me to try the ropes. And the simple act of literally crossing over my road, crossing the main road, and then walking down a pavement on the opposite side of the road was what actually solved the problem. She still walked over the same space, but slightly different direction, resolved the problem. And so, you know, we had, you know, a great 7 year over partnership.
What was Daisy like as a personality? What were kind of her unique quirks?
Oh, she was very flirtatious. She'd look at you with her eyes. She loved attention. So one of her nicknames, well, was Princess. So she was Daisy Duck because she would, you know, do crazy things. Yes, like chasing a tail, but not very often. But the zoomies and, yeah, just silly things. But she was very, very affectionate. If you sit on the floor, people used to crouch down and she'd try and sit on your lap. So, but she absolutely loved attention. So generally she was known as a princess.
Did she have any kind of funny habits or funny things she used to do?
She would sit, like, love to sit on your feet and then lean against you and bend her head back so far that people couldn't believe that she could put her head back so far. I described it as being a contortionist.
Once you've kind of figured out and worked around the various kind of issues you've had, what was she like as a worker throughout your partnership?
Oh, she was brilliant. She was very biddable, eager to please. She loved, absolutely loved the travelling, because in many ways I'd said to guide dogs, I'm a bit worried because I kind of need two sorts of dogs. I need a dog that will, with oomph, that will do a lot of travelling. But on the other hand, I need a dog that will sit in meetings or sit in eye clinics and be nice and quiet. And I can't kind of get my head around the fact that a dog could do both. But she did. She grew into it. I thought she wasn't as confident, you know, she didn't feel as confident as perhaps I thought I might need, but she certainly did. She really evolved into the role. And I would say we've traveled thousands of miles with all the traveling that we did. Yeah, she was absolutely brilliant, and she brought lots of smiles to, you know, to people who would say, oh, God, she's looking at me with her Malteser eyes.
Do love the sound of Malteser eyes, although it does make you quite hungry and making you want Maltesers, have to say.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Terry. It's been a pleasure to hear about your guide dog, Daisy, here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.